what it is. This is Tyrus with my co-captain, the vessel. The cat, Tim.
What's up? What's
TNT.
Up?
What is up? How was your week?
It's been great. I've had a great week. I'm excited to go on vacation for like 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going?
Austin.
Texas. One of my favorite cities.
I love Austin.
I lift weights out there a lot. I wrestled there a lot. There was a great bar called the Yellow Rose of Texas, and it's phenomenal. Mark Henry, a close buddy of mine, he lives there. So I crashed on his couch a few times on the road. So it's a good town. I like it. Nice people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Cam and I are meeting Meghan McCain and her husband out there. They're already out there. She's posting pictures of herself just eating meats. And I'm like, I want to be in the sunshine eating meats.
Yeah, you're a good eater.
I am a good eater.
One of the most phenomenal eaters I've ever come across. Like, I know she looks like she doesn't eat, but she can eat.
I do.
Plate of meat, no problem.
Yeah, especially a plate of meat.
Plate of meat.
Yeah.
Vegetables on the side. But she can grub, as we say. She can grub.
Should we start off with a shout out?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to. I got an email this week from a guy named Dave. Said that today, May 24th, today, is his and his wife Marsha's 16th wedding anniversary. So what's up, Marsha?
What's up, Marsha?
16 years.
16 years, that's pretty good.
That is really good.
Just a scotch under 2 decades.
Yeah, and they can do it. I believe in Dave and Marsha.
Yeah, I mean, you've gone this far.
Yeah.
You survived. You've already had the mishaps and what have you of the early years. They both survived the 7-year itch, correct?
Yeah.
That's the big one, is the 7-year itch when she looks at you and goes, uh-uh.
More than double that.
Yeah, so that's good. So what's, is there, I guess, well, we don't really come from families of long-term marriages, so I guess we don't, does anyone know anybody in a long-term marriage?
Well, my.
Oh, of course, Devin. All right.
My parents were till one of them died.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
but that's not the result of the relationship.
No.
The relationship was fine.
They had a great relationship until the death. Sorry to bring death into your anniversary announcement, but they're fans of the show, so they know what they're,
so,
you know,
Devin, who do you know has been married for a long time?
My parents have been married for, tomorrow will be 35 years.
Doubled.
Longer than I've been alive, not to brag.
So, I guess, well, they're your parents, so this would be an inappropriate question, like asking about the hiccups and what have yous, like,
Can you air your parents' dirty laundry out on the show, please?
No hiccups, pure bliss. All 35 years. Yep. That's...
Thick walls in your house.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
That's for that. That's also for Dave and Marsha.
Yep. I would think if I was ever in a something that long, it would be like the Legends of the Falls movie marriage where Anthony Hopkins lived on a ranch and his wife lived in the city and she came in once a year at Christmas time. To say what's up. And they got it all in that little week. And then she went back to the city. And then he's staying on his porch smoking his pipe. I feel like that's how it would be for me. Like, we've been together for 35 years. How much time have you spent together total? About 4.5 weeks. But I think that's how it would be for me in a most healthiest situation. Because I am a bear to be around and not the cute teddy bear that people wish. So, yeah. But, you know, good for them. It's nice to know that people can still make it work.
Yeah, and thank them, you know, for listening. Thank you. They listen. They've listened to every podcast, even the one where I was singing, even the one where Cheens dropped by. So,
Cheens actually is getting really popular.
Yeah.
Well, I might have to bring him back.
Yeah.
Like, we might have to think about marketing Cheens Build the Wall shirts.
Yeah.
Because Cheens is a diehard, I don't want to say he's a right winger.
No, he's just a
things
Trump
with wings
supporter.
He eats, but he is a diehard Trump supporter.
Yeah, he is.
And he is not afraid to tell you about it.
No, he's not.
We had to stifle him last week. We had to cut his mic off because he was going off. He was going on one of his tirades.
Every time I leave the apartment, I say, bye, Cheens, love you. And he just goes, build the wall.
Yeah, he wants that wall.
Yeah.
See-through. Yeah. With little bird feathers hanging from it so he can have stuff to play with while he enjoys the benefits of the wall, as most cats will. Because I know my cats like feathery things.
Mm-hmm.
And rabbits. Apparently they love rabbits.
All right. Speaking of...
Um's good.
Speaking of... Speaking of...
Pause.
I'm going to try to really do this here.
Throat clear. Thinking
Speaking
of throat clears.
Speaking of animals.
animals are great.
I don't want to talk about that story, though. Yeah, no, we can.
Speaking of discombobulated, YouTube Camp for Kids.
Oh, I love YouTube Camp for Kids.
I hate it.
All right, we'll have a robust debate. Yes. Devin?
Various camps and educational programs have popped up that promise to teach elementary and middle school age kids how to create videos and become bona fide YouTube sensations. The camps go beyond video production and editing classes and aim to teach skills needed for someone creating an online presence that's ready to go viral. These YouTube camps can set parents back up to $1,000 a week to let their children pursue YouTube stardom. Some of these camps are open to kids as young as 9, which is well below the minimum age of 13 that YouTube requires for users who sign up. Camps claim they don't help their young participants create their own accounts in violation of YouTube's policies. They say they teach kids how to create videos that their parents can then choose to post.
Right.
Love it.
Suckers born every minute. Love it. Every darling in every household is a star. Just ask their parents who aren't stars. So it's just, it just kills me. They send them off to these little camps because they're going to come back with charisma and talent and all the things they never had. Because they need to learn, because the class is basically turn your iPhone on its side, press the red button, and talk.
No, I love this class. If I were a kid, I would have demanded that my parents sent me to YouTube camp because it's a whole camp about just encouraging you and teaching you how to seek attention.
Sell yourself out for money.
To seek attention. You know what I had to do, Tyrus, because there was no YouTube
No
YouTube camp? I had to find ways to seek attention at regular camp. Do you know how many s'more sticks I had to stick up my nose and run around saying I was the nostril walrus? Very many. Very many. And after
I think at least 2, because walruses have 2.
After a while doing that, you start to feel like and so, you know what? Maybe if I had gone to YouTube camp, I'd have known some more bits.
Right. So when they do their YouTube and they get 2 views, one from mom and dad, of course it's different because mom and dad are divorced, so they have different accounts. Like this always is this happened in sports. There was this huge thing where people were paying these expert trainers to come out and get their 7-year-old ready for the NFL. Like, damn DNA and whether you have athletic ability or not. They see these people on YouTube, and they don't realize the kids aren't the stars of the YouTube show. It's the parents driving them, telling them what to say, and cutting and popping them on their hands when they're not doing right. It's a bad thing. I don't let my kids watch the YouTube stuff because it just teaches so many bad things, and it's unbearable to watch. So they try to tell them, like, oh, you can be viral. Listen, there's literally 700 YouTube shows about watch me play with my toys, why my parents film me. And sometimes I'm not even sure if it's their parents. There are moments when, like, the creepy guy is opening up the LOL toy stuff, and I'm just like, what the hell is this?
No, I think the nostril.
It's dangerous.
I think that the nostril walrus could have had a
hit show. Nostril walrus had great natural consequences.
Great potential.
And maybe that 30-second video of you running, doing walrus sounds, which was probably where your animal calls came from, at a young age,
I always
probably
have been into that.
Yeah, would probably be great. But you, every Thursday, sitting in front of this little desk, sticking popsicle sticks up your nose, after a while, it's going to run out. It's just run out. But you have charisma, and you have comedic timing.
Damn right.
If it wasn't for you being a jack with walrus tusks coming out your nose,
that
running around
killed.
Here, yeah.
That bit killed when you're 11. That kills.
But it wouldn't have killed if your parents would have said, locked you in your room with a fake green screen and going, make us laugh. Because grab your toys and do a show.
I would have been like, yes!
Listen, you either got it or you don't. When it comes to acting and stuff, you can go to classes and stuff, but they can tell very quickly you got it. And there's no shortcuts. And the YouTube phenom for some of these kids and their families who spend thousands of dollars on toys and stuff, and then there's that misleading thing where they're making tens of millions of dollars, but yet their house never changes. The clothes never change. The minivan that the kids are all driving in never changes. So, I mean, YouTube is like I said, it's not fun. I don't like – if a kid is naturally talented, he'll do it. Like, if a kid goes out in the backyard and every time he touches the ball goes over the fence, and this kid has great hand-eye coordination, hey, this guy's good at baseball. If a kid, every time he gets a phone, you catch him making videos and doing funny and clever stuff, that's the kid you encourage to make his own YouTube that you can protect him and watch him, not pay these jack thousands of dollars to teach your kid how to do something he already knows how to do. I mean, my four-year-old can literally download and program any phone in the house, any iPad. There's no code she can't crack, so I don't need someone to pay for that. And
I did regular walrus, too. Whoa.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm becoming a man. This is where people like us get we look at this, we think, oh, that's fun.
But I did regular walrus, so I'd also put the s'more sticks in my jaw,
yeah.
And that was regular walrus. And then, you know, didn't want to kind of, you know, tire the bit out, so then I came up with nostril walrus.
Well, walrus was big in my house when we had Chinese takeout, because chopsticks became walrus teeth, and until, unfortunately, the reason why I say waffle is because I got smacked in the mouth with my walrus teeth and it just did not feel good, and I ended up like with a bloody mouth because it stabbed up. So, but mom was just not a fan of walrus teeth in the back of the car.
I also literally just feel like I'm not allowed to judge anyone for what camp they go to, because in high school I went to yearbook camp,
which is kind of the same thing.
It gets worse. I went to yearbook camp twice.
Okay, you know what? And maybe that's where you became a journalist. I will find some positive. I love camps. I went to Camp Cedar Falls, which was like an outdoor camping camp, and like they liked me so much that I got to stay an extra week. And I went canoeing down the Colorado River. And the week before, I was on a horse for like a week, and like we went on a mountain climb with horses and stuff. Like the camps I went to, we got after it.
Oh, the camps I went to, they could not wait to get rid of my ass. Because like when I was a kid, my whole personality was just like, look at me, look at me. And like that hasn't changed. I just get paid for it now.
Exactly. You should go back to those camps now as like a guest speaker.
Yeah. Like, hey guys, remember when you said my attention seeking would never get me anywhere?
You could literally sell walrus tusk starter kits to all the kids.
I could.
Like, there's a lot of money to be made in the timph animal realm. Like, you need to think about going back to some of these places you were shunned. Like in the English class that didn't support your shipwreck novels.
Yes.
Like, we need to go back to those places and let them see, wow, you guys really messed up because look what the shipwreck novels did for me.
Yeah.
And at some point, when things slow down, because things are really busy for you right now, mm-hmm. You will get to those shipwreck novels. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be a bestseller. You'll have like guys like Walter Kern on the forward, you know, like,
yeah,
whatever Hemingway's left breathing will do a forward talking about, like, man, these shipwreck novels are phenomenal.
So I am compelling, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't sell yourself short, you know? Like, that's the Walrus stuff was good. It helped you become who you are, and your parents let you do that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they didn't stick you in a walrus camp to learn how to be a
Catherine,
walrus.
Catherine, you're getting sinus infections all the time. Keep those s'more sticks out of your nose holes.
Wow. That also could have to – the sticks could have to do with the current immune system now, too.
Yeah, I did put a lot of sticks in those nose holes.
Yeah.
As one does. Speaking of sticks and
nose
holes –
wait, real quick.
Holes,
Devin, yeah. Did you ever go to band camp? Because I feel like you went to a band camp. Anyone on the other side of that room willing to come forward and raise their hand and went to a band camp or Christian camp or – come on, Devin. It's like, your parents got along for 35 years. You had to go away to a lot of camps.
I went to Christian camp.
You went to Christian camp. Thank you.
Christian camp every
summer.
Thank
you. Thank you. Jace is just like acting like his mic doesn't work. No, we didn't camp in my house. It was forbidden. I feel like there was quite a few Natalie Christian acting, singing camps out there for you guys. Speaking of camps.
What? Where are you going with that, buddy?
Home break-ins.
Nate Roman is trying to figure out who broke into his home and cleaned it, and even left toilet paper in the shape of roses as a parting gift. I walk in and immediately I can tell something is a little wrong, said Roman of Marlboro,
all right,
who noticed something was off when he got home from work. Someone had been through his entire house, top to bottom, vacuuming rugs, cleaning bathrooms, even straightening up his son's plush toy collection. After calming down and considering the possibilities, Roman now believes he has a somewhat logical explanation. I think it was probably the work of a professional that just showed up at the wrong house on the one day of the year I don't lock my door. Officers searched through the house and spoke with neighbors. They still don't have an explanation.
Not a clue, because they left the place spotless. looks like this is
someone murdered someone in this apartment.
You know what? This is where we put our detective hats. Well, I'll put my detective hat on. You get out your detective vape.
Yeah. This is what do you think I've been vaping this whole time?
Yeah. So
it helps me solve crimes.
I feel like this is an easy one. And for this one, you're Timothy Johnson, because I like saying Johnson with law officials. Like, we got him, Johnson. Johnson, I feel like this is a simple one. I think mom cleaned his house. I think mom broke in and cleaned his house. Because who else is going to make sure their little darling has toilet paper rolls and, like, little roses on it? Like, it's either mom or an amazingly...
Spray it with Luminol, because someone was murdered in there.
OCD stalker.
Someone, he kidnapped someone. And he was looking for, but he doesn't have a house, and he didn't want to be caught. So he went into a random open door, committed a very bloody crime. I mean, there was blood everywhere. There was blood on the toilet paper, hence the need for the rose. And so then he cleaned it up really well, so that nobody would know that.
In his previous employment, before becoming a serial killer, he had took it into the custodial arts.
Right.
I mean,
so we have a murderous janitor on the loose, friends.
Yeah.
Everybody lock your doors. Everybody in the town of wherever the meow this was, Boston. Everyone on
Boston? Oh, this is easy. Open and shut. Mom's the killer. His mom did this. This is a mama's boy. His mom did this. Mom came and cleaned little, what's his name again?
Nate.
Little Roman. She probably, Nikki, was it? Yeah,
Nate,
little Nikki.
Nate Skies.
Yeah, mommy did it. His house is wicked dirty. I'm just going to go over there and clean it for him. Like, my poor baby, he's so busy with school and his part-time job. Mom went over there and cleaned it up, and she left him a little note, but he just, Mom, stop cleaning my house. Like, and he didn't want to tell. He called the police and then realized that Mom did it. And also, there's a good chance that Mom has got all this pent-up frustration for years of having to clean up after him and probably his father, and started killing people.
I think that.
But this is a mom.
A very gruesome crime took place in your house, Nate.
Yeah. The crime
a very gruesome crime.
Nate doesn't clean up after himself. Like, that's the
no.
The real
I'm talking
here.
About a murder.
No,
I'm talking about a vicious, bloody dismemberment and murder.
Speaking of a bloody murder,
that's a really good transition.
It really is. Florida man goes viral after taking a bath in a kitchen sink of a Wendy's.
A man has been fired from his job at a Florida Wendy's after a video that appeared to show him bathing in one of the restaurant's sinks went viral. The 1 minute, 30-second video appears to show the young man wearing only shorts climb into a kitchen sink filled with bubbles as his coworkers encourage him. Take a bath! Get in there! One employee can be heard saying. Toward the end of the video, an employee hands the man some paper towels. The woman holding the camera turns it to show her face, and she's wearing the cap of a Wendy's logo.
Moron.
The young man in the video is no longer employed by Wendy's.
Imagine that.
Just him? Not the whole team? The whole
crew?
Yeah,
the camera crew should also be fired.
Yeah, that's only fair.
The Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation have launched an immediate inspection of the Wendy's, and the inspection report indicates that the only violation, which was food items improperly labeled in containers.
Yeah, because they're obviously all about cleanliness.
They're too busy
taking baths at work, so chances are it's going to be clean. I mean, this is an example of, is this really a bad thing? I mean, is it really that bad that he goes in the back and takes a bath in the sink? It wasn't like he was doing it in the, like, he didn't get out like a little, like, pool in the middle of the restaurant. And, like, I mean, he's in the back where they, like, clean stuff. Mops go in there and stuff. Those sinks are, I don't know if I'd fire him. I'd just be like, hey, do you not have a shower at home? Like, I mean,
the problem
investigate. Why is this young man taking? Were you forced to do it? I mean,
no.
It's never this easy.
No, there was no YouTube camp when he was a kid, so he's seeking attention however he can. That's what you call a callback.
That's what you call, and this is what you, again, I'm glad you brought up YouTube. This is what happens when dumbasses put stuff on YouTube. You get fired, or you get stuck on the side of a mountain, and a rescue team has to not rescue people who really need it to save your sorry ass because you're trying to take a selfie, hang off the side of a cliff, but you don't have the upper body strength to pull yourself up off it. So, yeah, YouTube, good job once again. This, I don't know, he's taking
I don't like
a bath.
Wendy's. I'm a Burger King gal.
Anyone not have an issue with this, or is this a problem?
Would you be okay if you knew that somebody was bathing in the back while you were ordering your Wendy's?
Yeah, because I'm not eating out the sink.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat out of the sink. No, I would not want my burger to be in the tub with him. No,
if the all our burgers are hand dipped in bathwater before then, we put them on the grill. Then
swear word.
Yeah, I got a problem with Johnson taking a bath in the sink. But if it's not, because literally it's cleanup time. So I'm assuming he's hot and sweaty. He's cleaned up. Doesn't want to get in his new car. Maybe, you know, he's got a nice car and interior. That new car smell, which that you don't want to lose that. That's one of the greatest smells in the world. New shoes, new cars, and baby breath are like the three. I think I'm not sure the order, but I think new car is one, shoe is two, and like baby's three. There might be something even after that.
I have shaved my legs in the bathroom by the old Fox and Friends studio before.
Now that's disgusting.
No,
wow,
it isn't.
How could you? But that's the same thing. It didn't affect anybody. Now, if somebody sat in the couch and they had little spiky hairs?
I shaved them, so they're not spiky.
But if there was hair residue all over the couch and you said, oh, by the way, after the show, I shaved my legs on the couch. I hope nobody minds. People would be like, yo, we sit there.
I didn't shave my legs on the couch. I shaved my legs in the bathroom.
Yeah, which is...
I've shaved my legs lots of places, you know? I used to carry a razor in my purse because I'd be very busy in the morning times.
Do you have rapidly growing leg hair?
No, they don't. Actually, I'm quite a not hairy person.
So is it a weird thing?
I just shave every couple days. But
I clearly do not. I have given up on life, as you judge by my face.
Am I going to get fired for shaving in the Fox and Friends bathroom?
It's the old one.
It's the old one. Am I going to get fired? Is that a fireable offense?
I think only if you did it in front of someone. I think they'd have to complain. It'd have to be some form of leg shaving harassment. Or, I'm sorry, harassment. I believe the term is Jason harassment. Would it be harassment if someone was... I came around the corner with my files and... Johnson was shaving his legs in the bathroom sink, and I felt weird. I think you'd be in – it'd probably be a talking to. I think what you do in the – it was probably in a stall, right? It was in a closed stall, of course, right, Kat?
No, it was in the sink.
Okay, I'm trying to help you here. What do you mean?
I made the whole thing up.
Yes. Oh, Kat, playing games again.
I made the whole thing up.
You trickster. You hoodwinked us all.
I have never shaved my legs.
Ever, actually.
Ever.
You're a Nair person. I thought you were sponsored by them.
I have – only
Nair and Veet, or one of you were sponsored by one of them. Cat
I
Tim,
don't
Veet.
Own a it's, razor. It's what's a razor?
Well, it's a sharp object used to shave, although I clearly don't use one either because I just don't give anymore.
Fox News HR, if you are listening, I made the whole thing up because I thought it was funny, and I apologize.
We actually talked about before the show. Kat said, hey, I want to try this new bit.
Yeah, called one time I shaved my legs in the Fox and Friends. And I don't want Brian Kilmeade to hear this. I don't. No.
Yeah.
Don't tell Steve Ducey because you'd be telling him a lie. Never happened. Lie to Steve Ducey.
Our show usually comes out in the evening and Ducey's is in bed by 4 p.m. So I think we're good. I think we're good.
I'm a little hurt Steve Ducey doesn't listen.
Well, he gets up at like 2 in the morning.
So? How's that for an argument?
Have you been on Fox and Friends? It's like early.
I have. We were on together. Remember when Rosie O'Donnell got mad at me because I said she should take a bath?
We were asked one question at the same time. Remember that? Tyrus and Kat, you have 18 seconds. Rosie O'Donnell's mad about Kat in the bathtub.
No. It was because she was saying that we need like a military coup to stop Trump.
Yeah, and you said take a bath.
And I said she needs to relax. She needs to light some candles. She needs to take a bath. And I just tweeted out the take a bath part. And she said that
she was... This is when there was only so many words.
Right. So many characters. So she tweeted back at me and she was like, very disappointing. Take a bath, really? So I screenshotted it, made a Facebook event. Rosie O'Donnell was disappointed in me. I was, you know...
And I was asked to comment on it, and I was like, well, yeah, you know, sometimes, you know.
She kept insulting me all day, and I just kept quote tweeting her saying, loved you in Harriet the Spy, loved you in A League of Their Own, like, and then she followed me, and then she blocked me.
Ooh, she brought you in.
To hurt me.
To her Twitter bosom, like an embrace for like a hug, and then cast you outside.
I didn't do anything. I just suggested a relaxing dip in the tub.
That's a lot of effort for somebody you don't actually know. This is why I don't get into Twitter feuds and fights.
My favorite one that I went in was with Tila Tequila. I got into a fight with Tila Tequila on Twitter once.
Wait.
She said all kinds of crazy stuff.
Wait. Who is that?
A shot at love with Tila Tequila.
Wait. No. But she's like dated like a ball player, right? Wait. Is she? Can I ask this? Let's play a game. I'll name some things. You say yes or no. Was she Asian?
Yeah.
Was she blonde?
She dyed it blonde at times, yeah.
Did she do
a Nazi uniform?
Yes.
Adult
nature.
I don't know. She was on like MySpace. I mean, like, her boobs are always in your face, but I don't know
Did
about.
Did she ever pose nude?
I don't follow her career, okay?
Did she date Sean Marion?
Again, I don't follow her love life either, except for when I did
I watched
a shot at love at Tila Tequila.
I love Sean Marion. What's her name again? Okay, she's like this little tiny person who like tried to get a reality TV show or something. Okay. You got in a fight with her about what?
She was telling me she was God. I don't know. Let me try to find like my favorite one. I don't remember what I said.
She said she was the Lord to the vessel?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
damn,
like, you don't even
I miss
know that? How tight I am with God. Come
You're
on.
You're the vessel. Like, I don't get into fights on Twitter. I don't. Like, I just feel like it's because it's not going to be a real fight. I mean, unless you give me your address or a meeting time for us to do this, I'm not wasting my time. Plus, you don't get paid for it.
No. She said, Tila, I don't remember what
I
said.
You have this on file?
It used to be my cover photo. I'm very proud of this.
Wow.
She said,
you're a bigger
that's
star
the
than
typical
her.
Reaction from humans that I receive when they realize that I'm indeed God. It's a lot taken at once, I understand. And I replied, you're God? Dope. So, I have to pee really bad, but
go, because let's just pause and let everyone think about the cue. All this time, all the answers to everyone's questions.
I drank a lot of coffee and I really have to pee.
Do
See
it.
How I'm fidgeting? It's because I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, we need a sub. We need a sub while you go pee. Bring Natalie out the bench.
All right. I'll be quick.
Yeah, because she gets stage fright, so yeah. Okay. But ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing in a right-hander. Speaking of switches. Bikini for poolside, lounging only. Joining us is the young right-hander out the bullpen. What do we decide to go with? Natalie?
Natty Ice.
All right, cool.
A 22-year-old woman from Wales was appalled when her new teal swimsuit from Pretty Little Thing bled blue dye when she submerged in water. I wore it to the spa at my gym, and I had a shower in it before entering the sauna and noticed the dye running down my legs. Luckily, I was the only one in there, the girl said. I was stained blue, and it destroyed my towel. She reached out to the company only to be told, on the website, it does say that the set shouldn't be worn in water. The customer service rep also pointed out that the bikini's official designation is for poolside posing only. Even high-end brands have failed the swim test. Last year, Gucci sold a $380 scoop neck logo swimsuit that warned the luxury brand should not come in contact with chlorine. In other words, unless you're yachting off the coast, good luck taking a dip in the pool wearing the one piece.
So you get swimsuits that aren't really swimsuits.
They're.
This is a complete woman thing because if I get a pair of swim trunks, they damn sure better be swim trunks.
They're Insta suits.
And so it's just for like, you know what? I at the Beverly Hills Hotel, I stayed a lot, not to name drop or anything. Fuck you, George Clooney. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of people dressed for the selfie.
For the gram.
And like they will not, for the gram. Great call. Great insight. And wow. Yeah, they literally don't go in the water. They just sit around with a phone at a weird angle and like, nope, not that one. Nope, not that one. Nope, mm-hmm. not that one. And my mission in life is to cannonball those individuals. And I don't have to tell you, my cannonball is epically amazing. Mm-hmm. So, or ruining their day like, hey, do you mind taking a picture of me and my friend by the fountain? Yes, I do. And they never understand that that means no. They still hand the phone. No, I do mind. I'm not going to. I'm going to enjoy my day. You and your selfie is a selfie. So you take it your damn self. Agree or disagree?
I just want to know if you get a discount if it's not an actual bathing suit.
No, it's just super overpriced.
Suit. Right.
It got wet and she looked like a bleeding smurf.
She came out looking like a painting.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Which was not the mission.
No, you want to look cool.
And I guarantee you they look exactly like bikinis.
Did the picture come out okay?
Obviously
Wait,
not,
how many likes
she complained.
Did you get? How many likes did you get? That's the important question.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
I'm so hot, the color melted off my bikini, hashtag model. I don't know, whatever you would say. Yeah,
hashtag model. Hot to trot.
Yeah.
She didn't know that it was not a non-bathing
Clearly.
Suit, though.
Clearly.
So
she didn't
get
know.
Any likes
didn't
on it.
She said the tag, didn't the... Oh, she emailed the company, and they very like, I'll have you know that that's not for swimming.
Exactly.
Wow.
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 I will not be buying a bathing suit there.
You got kids. You got to make sure your bathing suit is a bathing suit.
Oh, I want to talk about this.
That's creepy.
Coming back to the States. Thank you, Natty, so much. Well done.
Oh, well, thank you. Well done. Thanks
well
for
done.
Having
you represented
me.
Well. One more round of applause. She's been so good to us all. Thank you so much. And now,
bathing suits are for swimming. The only difference between a bathing suit and underwear is that one of them is for swimming and one of them is for not swimming. But if you cannot swim in it, it's not a bathing suit. It's not a swimming suit. It is trash. It is absolute. It's underwear. Poolside posing. First of all, if you're not a model, putting your bikini
real
pictures,
model, like
yeah,
work for Ford,
like you get paid,
like real model.
If you and you're posting bathing suit pictures on the internet, that doesn't make you a model. All right, we can move on to the next story. Speaking of idiots who show their asses on the internet for attention, I'm one to talk with the walrus nose about whatever.
But you don't show your ass. You're
no, my ass
that.
Is
no,
for my inside of my that. Pants.
She does not play that.
No. I don't know. Speaking of butts,
police man drove a drunk.
That's what I was yeah, thinking too. That I mean. Everyone in that story has a butt.
Yeah, everyone in that story has hypocrisy issues.
Authorities say a man drove drunk to a New Jersey police station where he was picking up a woman who had been charged with drunken driving. Hackettstown police say 21-year-old Morgan Doran was arrested early Friday after a traffic stop. She was taken to the station where authorities say she contacted 24-year-old Sebastian Rem to pick her up. When Rem arrived at the station, authorities say he smelled of alcohol and they charged him with drunken driving. Both of them were eventually released to another driver.
I mean,
duty calls.
No, don't drive drunk, man. You can't do that.
You're breaking the law.
Instead of driving drunk.
She's breaking the law.
Here's what you do. You're really drunk.
Breaking the law.
You're really drunk. It's time to go home. She's what do? Keep partying.
The law, man.
Just keep partying. Then you don't got to drive drunk. So just keep the partying. More
she's
partying, yes. Any driving, no.
The law. She's breaking the law. Like, Officer DUI had to go from his bar. Maybe she drove. You know what? How did he know that she was drunk?
I don't know. I've never been drunk, so.
Because he was at a bar, and so you've never been drunk?
No, never.
Well, you've never been drunk driving because you don't drive.
I don't drive.
I may have known someone to push a limit every now and then. So, I may have or may not have quite possibly got myself out of a few pullovers while under. You know what? It's past the statute of limitations, and we got away with it. WWE Heath Slater and I, we travel on the road a lot together, and we did some dumb stuff. And one night, we were a little – I was buzzed, and I drove. And I shouldn't have drove. It was wrong. And it was in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
But that's not why we got pulled over. We stopped in a store for munchies, which had nothing to do with the alcohol consumption. But we stopped in the store for munchies, let's just say. And coming out as we got in the car, he leans out the window and does a Dukes of Hazzard, yee-haw, as we pull off. And I'm like, the hell was that for? And two cars down was the sheriff going, yeah, I need to pull these guys over. Woo! And pulled us over, and when he got to the thing, I was like, you dumb mother...
Bad word, man.
Don't you say a word. You just sit there. Don't say a word. You're drunk. Don't talk. And he was like, all right, man, all right, but you drinking too? He's got a real southern accent. I was like, don't talk, Heath. Do not talk. You know what I'm saying? Just shut up. He said, all right, gosh. And then when the cop came up, and I rolled the window down, and I have a great voice for talking to the police when I'm in trouble. It's like, good evening, officer. How can I help you? I don't believe I was speeding. But he was like, no, but your buddy's being a jackass. Leaning outside of a window yelling, yee-haw, is everything all right? Have you guys had anything to drink tonight? I myself, no, sir, I have not. Actually, that's not true. I had a beer about 4 hours ago, but it's just one beer, and I'm a big guy. So I didn't really lie to him.
Sounds like a lie.
And he said, because if you admit to something little, that
no,
might
that's
let you
what
go, because it's not
cops.
Against the law to have one beer. And so he basically said, all right, tell your buddy to keep in line, and you guys have a good night. And he went in the thing. I thank you, officer. And the cop gets in his car, and Heath is laughing his ass off, and he's like, you sound like a white boy. Oh, my God, that was such a great – this coming from the southern white guy. But he couldn't stop laughing because I have a wonderful Christian John Johnson voice when I get pulled over by the police because – you got to get out of there, man. You have to get out of that situation. I don't condone drinking driving. It's wrong. It's bad. But if you're going to do it, you better have a hell of a good voice. You better have a really good voice because presentation is everything. But here's the funny side of it is if you've been drinking too much, no matter what your brain tells you to say, your drunk lips will you over. Because if you're really bad and you'd be like, listen, officer, I was not drinking tonight. I'm fine. Everything's good. And then you come, and you're, when you're that drunk, you're done. Although your brain told you what to say, but your swollen, drunk-ass lips betray you because you... It's the same thing with, like, drinking on air, Kat. Not that we've ever done that. But if you've ever drank before you got on air, you think, I'm going to be so funny tonight because I'm drinking before I go on live TV or whatever. I'm going to kill it. Then you hear the playback. It's not that great. You think it's great. You think you're in fast motion, but you're underwater slow motion.
I've never drank alcohol.
We know that. Yeah. Your dad listens. You've never drank alcohol or
What's
had premarital sex?
What is sex?
Nope.
I'm not married. How would
She's
I know?
She's not even a hugger.
No.
Whenever she sees Cam, it's good evening.
Yeah.
And there's usually a chauffeur
Me and
present.
My boyfriend, we shake hands.
I've been on at least two chauffeurs. You know, Dr. Drew has chauffeured.
Yeah.
There's always a chauffeur present.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's not like we hang out at each other's apartments alone.
No, absolutely not. Frowned upon. Would not happen. Not with the temp. Not going to happen.
No.
So, but for those of us who are sinners, because, you know, I give zero about that. I rather be dipped in holy water all the sins I've got. But it still wouldn't work. So I don't care myself. I'm gone. I mean, I don't even shave anymore. I don't match. I walked into work today. They made fun of my jacket. They asked if it was like snakeskin.
It's a nice jacket.
Like some kind of dead elephant. And then they're like, is it camouflage?
I wasn't sure if it was camouflage or snakeskin. I said, it's really cool. It's kind of different.
She
what
tried
is
to do
it?
The polite,
and he wouldn't
like,
let me know.
I think Jason was like,
I got to put my eye drops in.
Yeah, do that.
I got to sty.
I think Jason said something on his breath like, oh, nice jacket. And Natty and you got together with a polite way to ask, like, what the hell is that jacket? Is it snail trails? Is it camouflage? Like, what is it? Somebody went shopping on the sale rack again. Like, it definitely was. And then Devin, because she's so nice, because all the time she spent at Christian camp, she tries to clean it up by saying, like investigating, like, what is it? I mean, is it camouflage? I mean, is it? I mean, is that? Did you? Was that the look you were going for? Like, it's these backhanded question compliments. I see right through them, because I'm full on Eeyore right now. So, with tattoos, like, I just thanks for noticing me, and she's just the polite. I hate the polite insult. I would have felt better if I would have walked in and been like, Tin Hut, like, oh wow.
But I didn't know if it was camouflage.
You didn't know because it was such a poor choice. I get it.
No, I really
no,
like it.
No, literally, there was 15 of these on the rack for a reason. It was on sale for a reason, okay? But you know what? Big guys, we don't get a lot of choices. And when you're a monster with giant shoulders and stuff, you got to kind of go with what they got. And so I saw it, and I was like, wow, it's not black. So cool. Let's try this. Because there's two things when you're a monster. It's either black or some color that nobody else wants to wear, like peach or off yellow or a nice magenta, like Barney color, like the Big Bird, Barney seem to be the, like when you get sea suits or like really bold pinstripes, thick ass pinstripes.
Are you talking
bad word, man?
On me because my nails are painted yellow?
No, you're small. You're like Tweety Bird. Aww. You can go any color of the rainbow. It's not going to matter.
Tweety Bird.
Talking like Big Bird.
Tweety
Nobody
Bird.
Wants to be Big Bird.
Tweety
you don't
Bird's
see a bunch
a
of Big Bird.
Bird.
Yeah, you don't see a bunch of Big Bird tattoos on girls' ankles. It's Tweety Bird.
Yeah, God, why do we see so many of those on girls' ankles?
Speaking of cartoons, turned it around. This is a surprise one. This isn't on your sheet, but
oh.
I saw on Twitter this week that went viral this whole thread about your first cartoon crush.
Oh, the dude
who
from Street. The dude from Street
was.
Sharks. Absolutely.
Street Sharks was solid.
I loved Street Sharks.
Crush? Tila from He-Man. She was always alone. Like, every time there was a fight or something, He-Man would go, me and Man-at-Arms will go this way. Tila, you go that way. Like, she was always sent on her own. Like, as an adult man now, like, damn, that's cold-blooded. Why did Man-at-Arms and He-Man always want to be alone? And Tila was always sent off. So, but yeah, Tila. And she was a badass. She, like, beat people up. But then I also had this weird thing for Thelma. I liked Thelma with her glasses and, like, yeah. And she was nice to Scooby-Doo. So.
You mean Velma?
What?
Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Are you seriously correcting me over that?
Well, you know.
You didn't know?
Velma.
Thelma. Velma's not a real name. Oh, I'm sorry. Is someone's Aunt Velma?
Are you thinking of Thelma and Louise or
no,
like
I'm thinking
Daphne,
of Thelma.
Scooby,
in my house,
Velma?
It was Thelma in my house. I never, was it, did I miss something? We didn't have closed captions in my house. Velma. Seriously? With a V.
Yeah, that is true.
Are you kidding me? My entire life, I've been calling her Thelma and no one's correcting me. And lo and behold, thanks for today. Thank you, Devin. Velma. Does anybody know a Velma? Is there a Velma out there on social media that could just chime in and let me know it's an actual real name? You sure it wasn't a misspelling because in the 70s they smoked weed and stuff? Velma. Go ahead, take it. I don't care anymore. I just don't care.
Well, we're done, right? You want to wrap?
Wait, there was one I did. There was one weird one that we were supposed to talk about. We didn't do our pick 'em. It's like two animal ones or something.
All right. Would you rather? Would you rather UFOs or shark attacks?
Shark attacks.
Yeah, shark. Well, it's about people who are saddened by shark attacks. Like victims of shark attacks are upset for people wearing shark. Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
The wife of a surfer, Heather Doyle, took offense at a kitchen towel for sale at the Christmas tree shop's store that depicted the open jaws of a shark under the words, "Nice to eat you." Even more offensive, say surfers, paddleboarders, and other members of the nonprofit Cape Cod Ocean Community, was a notepad spotted in the Orleans store showing a shark that says, "Send more tourists. The last ones were delicious." Members of Cape Cod Ocean Community, of which Doyle is chairwoman, complained on their Facebook page and contacted corporate offices of the Christmas tree shops owned by Bed Bath & Beyond, which removed the controversial items from the store's locations in Cape Cod.
Wow. One of my daughter's favorite songs is Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do, Mommy Shark, do-do, and then Daddy Shark, she does a big thing, and her whole class sang it, like it was her last day of school yesterday, and they did that, like they always do a song thing, her pre-K class, and the whole school did a sing, and they did the Baby Shark song. So unbeknownst to me, there was maybe one person in the crowd going, "Oh my God, it reminds me of when the tiger shark took grandma." Like, damn it, you just gotta let it go, right?
So sharks are offensive or being eaten by, I mean, I guess if you died another way, there's not really sure it's like, watch out for cancer.
It'll get you.
Yeah.
Cancer.
So
hashtag,
I kind of see their point.
That's it.
But, you know, I don't know. I just don't care. I want to go on vacation.
I think it's sad, although I get it. But if you get your arm bit off by a shark or you're attacked by a shark and you survive, you're like a badass.
Yeah.
So you've literally walked into the jaws of death and came and lived to talk about it. So I think you should be all right because you're like, I'm a survivor. So if someone goes, "Baby shark," well, speaking of baby shark, I met daddy shark. I wish it was grandpa shark because when they do grandpa shark, they do gums. That cracked me up. If you've never seen the kids do it, yeah, you put your things together because daddy gets the big teeth. And that was the best part was because when she did daddy, because her daddy's giant, she was threw her arms up bigger than everybody. And I was like, yeah, that's me. That's you. That's my girl. Good job. And then when it got to like grandpa and grandma, it's gums. So, you know, no teeth. So you don't get gummed. I'd rather be gummed. But it's a fun song. And I'm sorry that song is hurting the hearts of, I guess, Australian beachers everywhere. Because that's usually where it happens, you know, in Australia and Florida. But I kind of feel like you walk in the water, in a beach, in the ocean, where there's a good chance that the sharks are in that area and you get bit. It's kind of your fault a little bit, I think. It's not like you opened your car door and the shark was like, "Gotcha."
Meow. I mean, you're at their house.
Yeah, you know, another sneak attack from a shark again. So drive-by sharkings don't happen. If you walk in the water and choose to be there, you get bit. You kind of like, yes, it's the shark's fault for biting, but also you got to take a little blame for putting yourself in that situation.
Yeah, you just went in the shark's house.
Yeah, and dangled your feet and legs in front of him. Probably splashed around a little bit. So, yeah. So, kids, I guess keep singing, but maybe at the end of the song, like, hashtag shark survivors everywhere, one love, and pour out a 40 apple juice or something for him. Like, it's got to be halfway. I would hate to lose the song. Well, my daughter does it really good. She does that really good, and on top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese. Yeah, I lost my poor meatball because somebody sneezed. It rolled through the valley. It rolled through the floor.
I don't know that song, but I knew that went the little green. I learned at camp a lot of songs about dead of amphibians and reptiles. Like that one song, went the little green frog one day. Went the little green frog.
No.
Went the little green frog one day. And his eyes went too. Honk, honk went the big bad truck one day. Splat, splat went the little green frog. And his eyes didn't go anymore because he got licked up by a dog. Woof, woof. And then there was, of course, Oh Tommy Toad, Oh Tommy
Baby
Toad.
Baby shark.
Why did you jump into the road?
Mommy shark.
You used to be so big and
Daddy
fat.
Daddy shark. We're not doing singing anymore.
So
82 places.
Flat.
We were number nine,
Tommy
and we
Toad,
had a whole episode about singing, and then we're 82.
Why did
no
you jump
singing.
Into
we cannot
the road.
Sing.
You
hit the music. Hit the go-out music. Where's the quick? Hit the lights. She doesn't
mine,
work without lights.
But now you are.
You have been listening to Tyrus and Tiff and pay no attention
Tommy
to the singing in the background.
Toad,
Brian Killamead has taken over the show. This is sabotage. Cat Tiff is not singing
road.
Right now. Pay no attention to what's going on. Smokescreen. And you can catch more episodes of Tyrus and Tiff at foxnewsradio.com.
Nope.
FoxNewsPodcast.com.
You've been listening to Tyrus as well as me.
Everybody, Tim, I'm out.
Do not forget to subscribe to this podcast. Set an alarm on your phone if you need to. Do whatever you got to do. Write it on your forehead. And for more podcasts, go to FoxNewsPodcast.com and rate and review
five
this
jeans,
podcast.
Please. Five jeans.
Daniel out. Jeans.